Am I ready? Can everyone hear me? Yeah? Hello, I'm Clara. No! It's so scary being up here. Okay, thank you for coming to see me. I didn't expect to be the only one getting baptized this morning, so please don't laugh at me. Okay, let me get on with my testimony. Although I do not come from a Christian background, my mum enjoyed listening to sermons. I have a vague memory of attending summer camp and Sunday school as a child, but I only went there for the fun, and I only remember walking around with the cool kids with my Ultraman lantern and making mooncakes for Mid-Autumn Festival. I was one to secretly leave out the egg yolk because I don't like hard yolks. Oh, and I also learned how to make origami fish. Fast forward into year 9, I remember during an RE lesson, the teacher asked us to form a line at the back of the room from the I believe in God side to the no way, he's not real side. I was straight to this side. I thought I was badass. But our first lesson, RE, has always stuck with me. Love your neighbour as yourself, which was the first verse I learned from the Bible. Moving on again, it was sixth form where I randomly decided to go to church because my brother became a Christian. And as little sisters do, they look up to their big brother, and I naturally followed his footsteps and decided to go to that camp when I was invited by my homeboys, James and Lawrence. And only recently, I realised that was the first obvious sign from God, because I would have never went somewhere having not known anyone. But I met a lot of people there, which then brought me to this church right here. Even then, I was still on and off of church and only spoke to God when I wanted something. I'd always lived a smooth sailing life without much drama until I went to uni. I'm sure everyone knows that people mess up in uni. I failed in a few relationships and it became a massive weight to me because of how I perceived myself. I cheated in a relationship, cheated on someone who loved me and gave me everything, and hurt the others around too. I've always hated cheaters, but I became one and I hated myself. Funnily enough, that was when I first started reading the Bible, when I found it lying around in my room. But throughout that time, I avoided church and isolated myself completely for a year. I feared going to church because of people there. I knew the gossip I was hearing came from people of church, and it sickened me. And throughout uni, I developed all kinds of illnesses, severe depression, anxiety, and now hyperthyroidism. Throughout those times, I drifted even further away from God. I'd never felt his presence before until a few months ago. Another relationship fail. I just finished uni, and what was supposed to be the best time of my life turned into the worst. I've always avoided being sad and pushed negative feelings to the back of my mind and tried to be as happy as I can be. But all the past failures in my life piled up on top of each other, and I hit rock bottom. I felt lost. I had no idea what I wanted. I didn't see a future and questioned why everything bad was happening at once, and I hated being awake. But during that time, I started praying, and that's where I found happiness and peace. God was the only one who could truly comfort me. It was during that time where I realized being a Christian isn't about minding the people around me, but it is my personal relationship with God. So I let my guard down. I'd always relied on relationships and friends to fulfill that gap in my life, but I never felt whole. Until now, where I'm seeking him every day, I feel alive and kicking each day. As most of you know, I am not very bright. I'd never been one to pick up signs from God, but the more I prayed, the more he answered. In a short space of a month, I found out on my birthday that I was graduating with a first. I realised I had a lot of supportive friends, even the ones I don't keep regular contact with. I felt like God has sent all his angels to me. And on top of that, a job came to me. Things have been crazy. My friends know how much of a baby I am. I would never survive working in London by myself. And when they found out I was about to work in finance, they all laughed at me. And since then, the smallest things in life overwhelm me. And I thank God every day. When I thought I had nothing, he gave me everything. The gospel is true. seek him, and you will find. My faith has grown indefinitely throughout the past few months. I felt so much love from God. I saw every difficulty I faced as a true blessing in disguise. I've always known that being too comfortable in life doesn't give people room to grow. And he's given me this perfect opportunity to sprout. I've developed a close relationship with God. And now I know that he is the one thing I was seeking and will always be my rock and salvation. It was only hindsight where I realised how blessed I am to have Sophie and Grace during the past 4 years to shout at me, for my own good, of course, to the people who don't even know how big of an impact they make on me. Ancy, Seaman, Christina, keeping me on my feet. The list is endless, and I'm glad all these angels are sent to me and helped me go through another storm. As Bert said last week, it's nice being with a flock of people, but it would be much better to be in a congregation of people to worship Jesus. Although I've been an idiot in all my relationships, it does not put me off. Instead, I will invest even more, but into my relationship with God. Thank you for listening. I'll now leave you with my favourite verse from Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 to 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law.